Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
Good. The weather is heating up. We're running in the 90s and sunny. It's just beautiful out there.
It is beautiful, but sometimes that summer heat, we get those much warmer days, that it's a good reminder, I think, for all of us that to make sure that we also stay hydrated during this time of year. Well, our water is a big major component that makes up about 60 to 70% of our body and has a lot of great functions, but it's sometimes considered one of those forgotten nutrients, that it does help our body with digestion, transportation, and absorption of nutrients. It helps to protect our joints and organs and also helps to maintain body temperature. And without enough water, especially during the summer heat, if you're spending some time outside, dehydration can cause stress on our body and lead to fatigue, lightheadedness, nausea, headaches, and those symptoms can result in some very serious heat-related illnesses like heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So this morning, I'd like to share some tips for staying hydrated. The first is to make sure to drink plenty of fluids, but to really be careful about what you drink. Water really is considered the best overall source for hydration, but additional beverages like milk and juice are also composed of mostly water. You'll want to make sure to avoid drinks, however, that contain caffeine and alcohol, as they can contribute to water loss and dehydration. You're also going to want to consider your activity level. If you engage in activities or exercise that make you sweat, make sure that you're drinking extra water to compensate for that fluid loss. You also want to be careful about choosing sports drinks, because many of them contain a lot of refined sugar and are high in calories, and so really consider making water that best overall choice for keeping hydrated. Also, make sure or consider carrying water with you if you don't already. Maybe consider carrying a reusable water bottle wherever you go, and then make sure to fill it up at various times throughout the day to make sure you always have water available. One question I often get in the office is about cleaning those water bottles. You want to make sure to wash those water bottles out at the end of the day with hot, soapy water and let them air dry. And you can also sanitize your water bottles a couple of times each week with a solution of a tablespoon of bleach per quart of water. Another thing, if you're tired of plain water, you can make an infused water by adding fresh fruit or cucumber slices to your water for some additional flavor. If you do choose to make infused water, you want to make sure those fruit or berry or cucumber options are free of bruises and damage, and make sure to wash your fruit and vegetable options under running water before adding them to your water. If you do make infused water, make sure to keep it cold and refrigerate any of the leftovers, and you can keep that infused water stored tightly in a tightly covered container in the refrigerator for about 6 days. And finally, one question that is often asked is how much water I should drink every day. The USDA's dietary guidelines recommend that individuals should really let their thirst be their guide. Everyone's needs are a little different based on factors like diet, activity level, and age. But just remember, if you're being physically active or live outside or live and work outside in those hot environments, to make sure to increase your water intake to prevent that dehydration.
Well, thank you very much, Chelsea. Appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marisane Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.